Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's a monster night in Chicago. The NBA draft lottery is our top story of the day, and let's get right to it. To start hour two, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
The NBA draft lottery tonight. The NBA Combine starts this week as well in Chicago. And David Aldridge, the Hall of Famer, is with us. Of course, he's a senior columnist for The Athletic. DA, how we doing? Big day.
What's up, Craig? I'm doing good. What's happening?
I'm starting to feel pretty excited for tonight, David. And I'm trying also not to get too ahead of myself because I now feel like I'm having some takes about Cooper Flagg that might fall into the hot take category. And I try not to live in that category. I will just open the floor to you with this very broad question. How significant is tonight in the NBA with this draft lottery and specifically for the Washington Wizards?
It's very significant. I think this year and next have generally been viewed as two extremely strong at the top draft classes, right? So this year it's Cooper Flagg, it's Dylan Harper, and then, there's not consensus after that, but there's still some very good players that could go three or four, right? And then next year is even deeper at the top. You could conceivably have five or six guys that are really kind of, if not franchise players, certainly all-star caliber players coming out. So it's very big. Cooper Flagg is not as big a prospect as Wemby was a couple of years ago. Wemby was generational, once every 30 years type of guy, right? So, but somebody wrote this, and I can't remember who, and I apologize to whoever wrote it, but I think it's appropriate. I think Cooper Flagg certainly compares favorably to an Anthony Davis, for example, when AD came out of Kentucky and that team went all the way to the national championship game. And, he certainly was thought of as a difference-making power forward franchise-level player. And although the second half of his career has been more injury riddled than he would like, he has been an all-star level player. He's been an MVP level player when he's been healthy, and he's won a championship, which is about what you were hoping he would do when he came out of college. He would be that kind of a player. So I think Cooper Flagg as a NBA power forward is certainly in that Anthony Davis kind of category of franchise lifting type of talents. And I believe that Dylan Harper is just as good in terms of his ability to become a star, superstar level player as a lead guard, whatever you want to call him, a point guard or a lead guard, whatever it is. He's going to have the ball in his hands, and he's going to do damage in this league when he gets here.
So let me ask you this with Flagg. This is where I'm probably getting out over my skis. I don't know how many players in the league I would like, if you're the Wizards, and especially if you're the Wizards, right? Which once you put it this hypothetical with the team, it becomes about what they have in house with the timelines and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how many players in the league I would trade for tonight's number one pick. If you tell me Wemby's going to have no more issues with the blood clots and that kind of stuff, right, obviously he is the top of that list based off age, contract, runway potential, all those things. How many other guys are on that list? Like, I think that's an interesting way to try to frame of how good people think Flag might be.
I mean, it's hard to say off the top of my head, but, you know, I would certainly think there's three or four guys, and, you know, Giannis, SGA, type players, level players,
Jokic,
obviously, I don't think you'd trade Jokic for Flag, even though Flag's got great upside. But it's not that many, right? And again, it's kind of a loaded question in the sense that the teams that would want Cooper Flag tend to not be the teams that are contending for championships. So you're really kind of cutting half of the league off before you even can realistically ask the question, because, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers aren't ever going to be in a position this year to draft Cooper Flag, right? So their goal and their quest is to win a championship this year. So if the question was, would you trade Evan Mobley if I'm the Cavaliers for Cooper Flag? I probably wouldn't, right? You know, because Evan Mobley has proven that he's an all-league player, defensive player of the year. But your question is fair in the sense that there's not many guys that are currently in the league playing at an all-star or better level that you would trade for a chance to have Cooper Flag for 10 to 12 years, because he's got that kind of potential.
Yeah, and for a team like the Wizards, even those guys like Giannis and Jokic that are closer to 30, you'd have to think about it, because you just, all your guys are 20 or 19. And how even if you put a Jokic on the Wizards, like how close could they actually be versus taking the runway that you get?
Yeah.
A team, and that actually, DA, leads to another fun question about tonight. David Aldridge with a senior columnist at The Athletic. Is, let's say a team like Philly, like Brooklyn, some of these other teams, and some of these are in varying stages of wanting to contend or maybe a willingness to start over. But let's say a team like Philadelphia finds themselves, or Houston finds themselves with a top four pick. How, like, what kind of trades are and what kind of calls are probably being made for those contending teams that via trade have a chance at a top four pick tonight, you know, 10, even if it's only 10 to 15%.
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on the team. I mean, if Philly gets a top four pick this year, I mean, I don't think they'll trade the pick, because that's a guy that can come and help them right away. And they may need help right away, because we don't know what Embiid's future is. So nobody knows right now. Is he going to come back and be Joel Embiid again and be an MVP again? Or is he going to be a diminishing player going into his 30s with a history of knee problems? I mean, these are real questions. So, the Sixers are not going to trade a top four pick, I don't think, this year, because they've got some young talent, obviously, with Maxey, and McCain had a great year before he got hurt. And, you know, their only hope is that Paul George can come back and play at a high level next year, after not doing that at all this year. And Embiid's kind of on siloed in his own kind of corner, because you just don't know. You're just not going to know until he either responds to treatment or he doesn't respond to treatment. But that's a weeks, months-long process. And you can't really wait for him anymore, I think, if you're them. So you're going to move on. And if you get, again, a chance to get a foundational young player like Flag or Harper, or, you know, make your case for Edgecombe or Ace Bailey also, they're going to take that. I don't think there's a question.
So you mentioned you think Harper could be close to Flag's kind of tier. Do you have them ultimately in the same tier of players? Like, everyone's going to take Flag over Harper, but, like, what's the gap there versus Harper to the next guy, whether you consider that to be Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, et cetera?
I think it's two players that I think come in immediately and raise your floor. The ceiling takes a little longer just because it does. That's just the nature of the NBA. It's harder to kind of get from being a bad team to being a 55 win, you know, contending team year in and year out. It takes longer. You have more roster to build before you can do that, right? So, I think you take Cooper Flag one. Every team in the league every one of the teams in the lottery tonight takes Cooper Flag one and doesn't think twice about it. But I think Dylan Harper's got a chance to be a superstar in this league. Not star, superstar. His ability to, the way he plays the game is precisely the way that most NBA teams now want to play, which is fast, behind a lead guard that is that has great size and great ability to kind of manipulate defenses either through his physical force, his speed, his power, or through his ability to kind of ball handle, get to spots on the court. There's different strokes for different folks. But if you look at Cade Cunningham and you look at SGA and you look at Ja Morant, those types of lead guards that all have size, they're different, but they all can get wherever they want to on a court, and you can't stop them when they're on. And that's what I think Dylan Harper is going to do. He's 6'6", 215. He is great with the ball in his hands. He finishes at the rim with either hand. He's strong. The shot is not great right now, but the one thing that guys get better at in the NBA with time and practice is shooting. So he's going to get better at that. I am of the belief, strongly of the belief, because I know his dad. Ron Harper's son is not going to be a bad teammate. He's not going to be selfish. He's going to play hard. And I just think he's got a great chance to be a great player in this league. And, you know, yeah, I know Rutgers didn't make the tournament. I know they had a terrible season, but there's lots of guys who have been on teams that had terrible seasons, starting with Anthony Edwards when he was in college, didn't have a very good season, and they were pretty good pros. They've become pretty good pros. So I am not putting a whole lot of stock in Rutgers didn't make the tournament this year. You know, there's lots of reasons for it. Some of them may be Dylan's fault. Some of them may be Ace Bailey's fault. Some may be the coach's fault. Some of them may be the other teammates weren't near good enough to help those guys get to the tournament. So anyway, I think he's got a chance to be a superstar.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
David Aldridge with us here on The Hoffman Show. Anything else from the lottery that you have your eyes on, David, before we shift gears and talk about the teams currently playing basketball, the place the teams in the lottery want to get to, where we're talking about them playing actual games in May?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really offhand. I mean, it will be interesting to me to see who gets three, because they will have a decision to make. You know, there's guys that really still think Ace Bailey is a phenomenal prospect offensively, with size, ability, to three-level score, and he can do all those things. The defense and the passing are very, very, very much up in the air right now. And then there's people like Edgecombe, because he is such a monster athlete. He doesn't have great size to play the two guard in the NBA, but it's not like he's, you know, 6'8", 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". So, and he's so athletic, he makes up for it. So team at three, whoever that is, will have an interesting decision to make.
Definitely. And there's the point guard from Oklahoma and the Texas kid who seemed to
Spears
be
against, and yeah. Trey Johnson. Yes, yeah. They all have their suitors, and you can make a case for any of them. They can all score. I mean, again, that's what the league is about now. Guards who can score. And, you know, Spears can score. Trey Johnson can certainly score. He's a big-time scorer. And so guys that can do that are going to get an opportunity. They don't all make it, but they'll have an opportunity to make it.
For sure. All right, so the playoffs, David, the second round has been, There's a bunch of different words you could use to describe it. I'm going to go with weird. It is rare that we get a second round where the home team doesn't win for, you know, we're five, six, seven games into it, whatever it wound up being before somebody finally won on their home court. And the other thing that I think is interesting is you have these two historically great regular season teams. Teams don't win 60-plus often in the NBA. 64 for Cleveland, 68 for Oklahoma City. And they are, in Oklahoma City's case, in a dogfight. In Cleveland's case, they're in trouble.
They're in life support,
Well, I mean, Cleveland, you can definitely say some injuries, but is there a through line to kind of why you think these two teams have not gotten to the point that their regular season records suggested they might so far in these playoffs? And while admitting they still could get there.
It's not shocking. Again, for all of the, yes, they both had great seasons. They both had great regular seasons, but if you really look at their rosters and their, you know, their guys, these are not teams that have been dominant playoff teams. Like, you know, like they have not come into the playoffs and just killed people and won easily. They've struggled, you know, to win series. I mean, Cleveland finally won a series last year and they had to win the seventh game at home to do it. You know what I mean? So, to beat Orlando. So, you know, it's been it still is a process, I believe. I mean, it just takes time, Craig. It's not something that happens overnight. You know, even if you have a great regular season like they both did, players are just completely different. The playoffs are so different. It's a different season. It's got different rules. It's officiated differently. Everything is different. And so it's not shocking to me. The Cleveland thing is all predicated on injuries to me. Like, you know, Mobley's had the ankle and Garland's got the toe, and now we don't know what Donovan's got, a calf or an ankle. And you just can't have your top three guys, and Hunter missed a game with a thumb. You can't have, you know, four of your top six guys missing games in seven game series with injuries. I mean, this is really hard to overcome that. And Indiana's really good. So that's not a shock. OKC can't make shots. You know, the guys that shot at a high clip in the regular season are not shooting at a high clip in these playoffs. They just aren't. And again, that's not shocking, because that's what happens in the playoffs. It's hard to make shots, man. It's like you got a piano on your back. It just feels like that, you know? So, it's really tough to win in the playoffs. It's just really, really hard.
And we've seen that over the course of NBA history. And I had a discussion with your colleague, Zach Harper, about this as this round was opening. And I basically asked him, like, do you trust Minnesota? And he was like, what do you mean do I trust? Like, what do you want Anthony Edwards to do? And I was like, I don't know, not be 23 years old, because 23-year-olds don't win in the NBA playoffs. And that's Michael Jordan. That is LeBron James. That is the best players who have ever played this game. They don't win at 23 years old in the playoffs. What do you look for, though, David, as someone who's observed the league as long as you have, for like, oh, this guy's figuring it out, even if it might not happen now? If you're watching SGA, if you're watching Edwards, if you're watching these guys compared to a guy like Jokic, who has won a championship, what are the things you're looking for to say, this guy's figuring it out, and I think he's going to get there eventually, with that, you know, how to navigate the playoffs with the piano on your back?
I mean, it's the first thing is facilitating, right? Is he creating shots for other people? Does his gravity force defenses to him? And does he make the right read and pass the ball to the right guy who's in rhythm, who catches the ball clean, who's in his shooting lane or in his pocket and can shoot it? You can't do anything about whether the guy makes the shot or not. All you can do is pass him open, right? And that's what you look at. And Anthony Edwards has done a great job of that in this Golden State series, but he did it in the first series too. Like, even though there's nights where he hasn't shot the ball well, he hasn't stopped passing the ball. That's what starts to worry you when a guy starts playing hero ball or thinks he has to play hero ball after he has a bad shooting night. And Ant's not taking the bait on that. He keeps passing the ball. He keeps trusting McDaniels and all the other guys that he's trusted all year. And that's a really good sign for the Timberwolves. Like, he's not letting the moment dictate how he plays. He continues to do the right thing on the court. And eventually, you know, Randall's picked it up, you know, in this series and has played terrific. Some of those guys start making shots. Now you have a chance to go really deep into a playoff run.
And then, of course, there is the other mantra about the NBA, which is it's a make or miss league. Is that really what's going on in Celtics Knicks here? Or is there something deeper that you're seeing? Or do the Celtics just miss 75% of their threes, which are threes that they normally take and make at a higher clip in games one and two?
Well, it's partly make or miss, but again, I think the Celtics became unbeatable when Porzingis was healthy last year. That's when they became unbeatable, because you could load up on Tatum, you could load up on Brown, but nobody could do anything with KP at the elbows. Nobody. There's nobody in the league can. He's 7'3", and he shoots a really high clip at that elbow. And so when he gets the ball mid-post, and if you double him, he'll pass it. And now somebody, now Giroux's cutting baseline, or White's cutting back door, and it's a dunk and it's a layup, or they draw and kick to the guy, they get replaced in the corner, somebody shoots a corner three, bang, game's over, right? And so KP being injured, to me, is why this series is close and New York has a legit shot of winning. I mean, they do, because KP was the guy that put Boston over the top to me.
David, would you like me to tell you where you're going to be on Saturday, December 20th, real quick?
Where am I going to be on Saturday, December 20th?
You're going to be in Landover. We just got breaking news. The schedule release leaks out ahead of the big NFL schedule release on Wednesday.
Okay.
We got a Saturday doubleheader, week 16, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Bears.
Oh, that's a good one. I will be in Landover on Saturday, December 20th, apparently.
Yeah. Here's the other fun thing, though. Last year, if you'll remember, David, or you're going to tell me that I'm misremembering, which is also definitely possible, I think this is the Saturday that then leads into you might play on Christmas. Because last year it was a Wednesday. Christmas, I don't believe, is on a Wednesday this year. But last year it was like they had the two teams play on Saturday, and then they swapped opponents for Christmas. Right. So does this mean the Commanders are going to be playing the Bears maybe on Christmas?
But the Bears, didn't the Bears game here, and they play at Lambeau, right? They play at Green Bay, right, if I remember correctly. I think the Commanders are in Green Bay, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's correct. So, I mean, they still could. They could maybe go at Lambeau, or maybe they host back-to-back.
Christmas in Lambeau. Wow.
That'd be something.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. I'd probably be really cold, really snowy, but if you're going to go to Lambeau.
But it would be cool experience. That's interesting. All right, well, we'll pay attention to that, man. See what happens.
We'll see. You think you're also going to wind up going to Spain? You buying that rumor?
I will not be going to Spain if they go to Spain, as much as I would love to. I love Spain. I was there for the Olympics in 92, and it's great. I always wanted to go back. But you got to pick your fights, I think, with family.
If they're going to Spain, I'm looking at my wife and say, hey, you want to go to Spain? We'll have to figure out the finances and all. It's not that easy to just pick up and go to Spain, but I'm going to try. David, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy Chicago tonight and tell all our friends in the NBA we say hello.
My pleasure. I mean this sincerely. I hope Wizards fans get a break today. I really do. It's been a long time.
In a single word, David, same. Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
David Aldridge, the Hall of Famer with us. Of course, the Kurt Gowdy Award winner, member of the Basketball Hall of Fame as a journalist, longtime NBA on TNT. Now, we're so fortunate to have him covering sports here in D.C. for The Athletic, where he is a senior columnist. When we get back here on the Team 980, the Mystics open up on Friday. So each day this week, we're going to share with you one of our interviews from Mystics Media Day. And we're going to get things started with the bang. Aliyah Edwards, last year's first round pick, who was a star at Unrivaled earlier this spring. We talked about what she learned about herself at Unrivaled and how she's looking forward to year two here with the Sticks. And you'll hear that conversation next on the Team 980.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.